Hey, it's Trisha. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Order yours at fuelup.com/Sandy.
Okay.
Why do I always have to start the show?
Because you have the buttons.
Doesn't mean anything. It does. You just talk.
I can push them from over here.
I can push it and then you'll know to talk.
Oh, no, but it's the Sandy show. It's not the Trisha show.
No. I don't know about that. Anyway, on to the people's business, because that's what we do here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sandy Show, wherever you are and however you are listening. From sea to shining sea, thank you very much for being a part of the best part of our day. You can find us on Instagram at The Sandy Show Official, Facebook at The Sandy Show Radio. I'm Sandy. This is my beautiful, talented, and yet somewhat acerbic wife. Goes by Trisha.
Hi, friends.
And away we go. You feeling good today, Trish? I'm telling you, I've got so much stuff today. We could literally just talk all morning.
I feel like that's what we do.
Yeah, you're right.
That is what we do. Are we doing something different today?
Well, I mean, we play music and stuff. I'm just saying we could eliminate the music and just talk all day if we wanted to. But no. We're going to mix in some of your favorite music as we make our way through the day. All right?
All right.
Why don't you start out with the first thing that made you laugh today?
All right. It's a dad joke. Hope you like it.
Picked
it just for you, Sandy. My wife told me to take the spider out instead of killing him. Went out, had a few drinks. Nice guy. He's a web designer. That's the part that made me laugh.
Yeah, he's a web designer.
Groaner.
If I'd have said that to you, you'd have just rolled your eyes and walked away.
Until I heard that he's a web designer.
You like that.
Then I would have laughed.
That just made you laugh.
Just that last part.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, better than that.
You want another one?
If you have it. I mean, bad dad joke is always good to be followed up with another one.
Okay, how about this one? A guy in the store on his cell phone said, "Susan, I'm in my car. I'm on my way home." So I yelled, "No, he's not," because nobody lies to Susan in front of me.
That guy would take a beat down in the real world.
Yeah.
That guy gets a whipping.
He's trying to get out of heaven and go find something else for Susan.
Yeah. It's always funny to see guys when they're out and about and they have to walk away to be on the phone so whoever on the other end doesn't know where they are, like the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's not bowling balls and pins.
Nobody lies to Susan in front of me.
Coming up on the show today, I'm trying to go back-to-back in feud victory. And I think I'm going to do it today. I feel real good. Trisha has the curse of Felix right now.
Where's Felix? I haven't heard. I'm actually worried. I think I'm going to send Felix a note just to check in.
Felix is one of our listeners that always cheers for Trisha in the feud. Never cheers for Sandy. He is 100% team Trisha.
I know. And when I have a good day, he always sends me a congratulatory note after.
Haven't heard from him.
I do feel a little worried for
him. So we've got that coming up for you. Also, the story we love and more on 103.1, Austin's 80s station. Remember, I don't know, a couple of months ago, we were like, okay, this is the last Taylor Swift story.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor dominated the headlines. And at one point, at least for us, it got to be a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're almost there.
Yeah.
Old Mr. Jelly Roll.
Mr. Jelly Roll inching up on a little bit of overexposure, maybe.
100% agree with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're part of it. We're feeding the beast.
Right.
With this, but I'm about done with Jelly Roll just for a little while. Doesn't mean I don't like the guy. I like his music. I'm just tired of every time you turn around, everything Jelly Roll does is in your face.
Right. But here's what I think might save him, because this story that we have about him doesn't have to do with the singing. Or his past, or coming up and overcoming in his jail time, and now he's a big-time star. This has to do with his weight loss.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's a whole new audience that he's just tapped into, because who's not struggling with their weight, need a little inspiration, right? So he's down almost 70 pounds. I can't remember. He was in the 400s, I think.
Yeah, he was close to 500,
Yeah. So he's down 70 pounds, and he just talked to People Magazine. He said he's doing 2 to 3 miles a day. I assume that means walking. 4 to 6 days a week. Doing 20 to 30 minutes in a sauna and 6 minutes in a cold plunge every day. He said, "I'm eating healthy right now and I feel great." And he plans on losing another 100 and something pounds.
Wow. And this all started because he got challenged to do a 5K.
5K in May.
Yeah.
That's what he says he chants to himself when he's walking every day.
That fitness without a goal is darn near impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody just goes to the gym just to go to the gym, you know, to work out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once you kind of get in the mode, it feels weird if you don't work out. You know what I mean? Like maybe to get yourself into the mode of wanting to do it every day, you need a goal. But then maybe if you hit that goal, then your body just gets kind of used to it. And it's kind of stressful sometimes if you don't.
Has Jelly Roll signed up? I don't expect you to know this, but is any weight loss company, you know, like...
Not that I know of.
Made a paid endorser for Weight Watchers or any of those types of things?
No, not... Jelly Roll didn't strike me as a Weight Watchers kind of person.
I was just saying any types of those things.
Not that I know of. I just know that he's saying he's going to keep doing it. He feels great. He has a tour that kicks off in August. I would bet this has a little bit to do with that, too.
Yeah.
You have to be in shape to stand up on that stage night after night and sing.
Yeah.
Two, three hours.
And the travel.
Right. And the travel and all that. Stuff.
Well, I mean, I wish him well. I really do. Yeah. It's a health issue for him.
Yeah. So. He's like, if I feel this good now, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I get all the weight off.
How weird is it going to be see the before and after if he drops another couple hundred pounds?
I know. I bet he'll have to have that skin surgery.
Yeah. I bet you're right.
Yeah. His goal is to walk a 15-minute mile.
That's a good goal.
That's a good goal, Jelly Roll.
Yep. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Austin's 80 station, 103.1. It's the Sandy Show, brought to you by R Bank, with 8 locations throughout Central Texas and online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Trisha's got the story we love. What you got?
We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark. We're going to talk about her WNBA contract. Everybody's talking about it already, but we're going to compare it to something that blew my mind, Sandy.
All right, that's just a moment away. Don't forget to grab the Sandy Show podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. It's music and commercial free. Check it out. We post it every single day.
The stories we love.
All right, Caitlin Clark, one of the most famous athletes in the world, male or female. She just got picked number one overall in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. So she's on her way, right? No, we've all found out that her her salary in the WNBA, not at all what I expected. Her first 4 years, she will make only $338,000.
Which is a lot of money, but not for a person that's the very, very best in what they do.
Correct. I mean, and it starts this year, 76, ends in 2027 at 97. So
I think those are preset amounts. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like that's what you're allowed to pay.
Correct.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to compare it to. Victor Wembanyama, the number one overall pick for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA draft. He's making $55 million in his first 4 years.
Right.
So I get it. NBA is much, much bigger. WNBA, though, on their way, right? After this particular year.
They're going to see their biggest viewership ever, most ticket sales ever this season.
Right. But here's the part that I was like, what? The NBA mascots, the three NBA mascots all make a minimum of $600,000 a year.
I mean, the three... NBA, every team has a mascot.
Okay. Well, the top, maybe they're talking about the top three. Harry the Hawk of the Atlanta Hawks pulls down $600,000.
Wow.
Chicago's Benny the Bull, $400,000. That means they make more than anyone in the WNBA. The Denver Nuggets, Rocky the Mountain Lion, $625,000 a year as the
mascot. Business is good.
Right. Our daughter was just talking about maybe trying out for the mascot next year. And I was all, that's silly. And I'm all, whoa, maybe that's not so silly.
So the disparity between an NBA mascot and a WNBA star is very large. Again, it goes back to what you said at the beginning. The NBA just makes so much more money. Than the WNBA does.
Right.
And that's not a slight. That's a fact.
It's just WNBA has never been as big as it is now.
Correct. Right. Now, eventually, could they make that kind of money?
Sure.
Absolutely.
But I will go on to say, obviously, endorsements help. Caitlin's are earning her around $3.5 million.
Yeah. I saw a photo shoot of her with Jake from State Farm.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes. There's a few things that she's already signed up for. I saw the list earlier, and now I can't find the list of some of her sponsorships. But
right.
Yeah, Jake from State Farm is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine. It's just shocking that the star player in the WNBA makes $75,000 a year when a mascot in the NBA makes $600,000
a year.
That's shocking.
Right. It is crazy.
Hopefully that's about to be kind of
leveled up. She's nothing but good. I mean, she'll see, much like Tiger Woods raised the money for professional golfers getting paid, you'll see that same effect, the Caitlin Clark effect in the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I would think so.
I don't work for the WNBA. I don't know their financial situation, to be honest with you. That is the story. We love. She's Trisha. I'm Sandy. More coming up. And if you want to win $1,000, you got to be listening at 9 o'clock. That's your first chance today. Win $1,000 from Austin's 80 station, 103.1.
Podcast today being brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy. Take advantage of the great offer that we have right now. You're going to love this stuff.
Trisha, I hope you do better than you did yesterday in our version of the,
Me too.
Of the feud. Not a good performance from you.
We don't need to recap. It was my numbers were less than your numbers. That's all we need to say.
We do it every single week. We play the feud. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Question, Trisha, name a place where people are self-conscious about their looks.
A swimming pool.
Okay. Trisha, when you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing?
Absolutely nothing. Laying in bed. Okay.
Name something that begins with the gift of
gab.
Gab. You have got that.
I do. I kissed the Blarney Stone.
Is that what it did to you?
Well, Blarney Stone gives you gift of gab.
Really?
Yeah. In Ireland?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you made a wit.
No, you go up to the top of the castle, you lay on your back, and you lean back, and you kiss the Blarney Stone upside down. How weird is that?
It's the only way to get to it, right?
Yeah.
Next question. Name a celebrity who's hounded by paparazzi.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah, don't think current.
Right, not current.
Yeah, I'll say of the last 25 years.
25 years. How about, I mean, oh my God, I can't think of anybody. Michael Douglas. No idea.
Okay, that's not a very good question.
You can give me a different one?
Maybe. We'll see how you do. Name an actress who seems to get sexier the older she gets.
Again, not current.
Older. Older actress.
Sandy, I can't think of anybody who acts in anything at all right now. I can't think of a single older actress.
Think of one of your favorite movies, then pick an actress from it.
Think 80s. Yeah, yeah. How about Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwen. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Here we go. First question. Name a place where people are self-conscious about their looks. You said the swimming pool.
Yep.
You got the number one answer.
Sure did.
56 points.
Ooh, 5-6. I like that. 56 plus.
Next question. When you lie and call in sick, you want some other ones? Someone got a mess of this. Other answers were the gym and the mall for that first one.
The mall.
Here we go. Next one. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Trisha said, absolutely nothing. That will fall under the relaxing category.
Correct.
Number one answer, 18 points. Other answers given were shopping, nothing, watching TV, and sleeping. I actually could have given you the nothing because it's right there, but I was nice. Name an celebrity. Hold on. Question. Yeah. Name something that begins with the gift of. You said the gift of gab.
I did.
Number two, 23 points.
I was number one.
Number one was the gift of life. Number three was the gift of love. And number four was the gift of God, and the gift of magi was number five.
You know what wasn't on the list? The gift of cupcake.
Nope, the gift of cupcake.
Our friend Matt has the gift of cupcake. Makes the best cupcakes ever.
Name a celebrity who's hounded by the paparazzi. You said...
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
She said from the 80s.
Yeah, he's not on the list. 0 points. Top five were Brad Pitt, Lindsay Lohan, Angelina Jolie, Britney Spears, and Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Name an actress who seems to get sexier the older they get. You went with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Again, I couldn't think of anybody. I know. Stop.
Top five were Sophia Loren, Jodie Foster, Angelina Jolie, Julia Roberts, and the number one was Demi Moore.
Julia Roberts. She was right there.
How'd you do?
97.
Not so good. Not so good. Yeah. I don't have much to beat, but we're going to find out if I can do it. Round two of the feud coming up. Trisha scored 97 points in her turn at the feud. Now it's my turn. Let's see if I can go back to back and win both rounds this week. Let's play the feud.
All right, Sandy, here we go. Question number one. Name a bad habit that doesn't seem so bad to you.
A bad habit that doesn't seem so bad to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll go with spitting. I don't know.
Okay. Spitting. Number two question. Name an athlete you think is overrated.
Overrated athlete. David Beckham.
All right.
I don't think if he wasn't so good looking, he wouldn't be such a good player.
As long as he keeps his mouth closed. Yeah. He is to be seen and not heard. Question number three. Name something that might give you a jolt.
A jolt. Electricity.
Okay. Question number four. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better.
A bar.
Bar. Finally, question number five. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000.
First thing I'd buy for my home if I won
$20,000.
A swimming pool.
I'm going to need more than $20,000 for a swimming pool.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Pool table?
I don't know. I mean, swimming pool could be your answer. I'm not saying that's a wrong answer. I'd like to know who's building. Hot tub. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Hot tub. All right. How are you feeling about this?
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Meh.
Meh.
Yeah. All right. Calculator?
Ready.
Here we go. First question was name someone who's... Nope. That wasn't your first question. Nope. That's not your first question either. All right. Name a bad habit that doesn't seem so bad to you. You said spitting. That is not on the list. The number five answer was smoking pot, lazy couch potato, drinking alcohol, biting nails, and smoking cigarettes.
All right.
Question number two. Name an athlete you think is overrated. You said David Beckham. Number one answer.
Oh, yeah, it is.
15 points.
15 for a number one?
Yeah. Number five, Shaquille O'Neal, Terrell Owens, Barry Bonds, Tiger Woods, and David Beckham, number one.
All right.
Number three, name something that might give you a jolt. You said electricity. Number one answer, Sandy, 53 points.
All right.
Yeah. Number five was a battery. News of a death, lightning, and caffeine.
I'm at 68, trying to beat 97.
Oh, man. I need you to hold on and not do it. Okay. Number four question. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. You said a bar. That's the number two answer. 21 points.
Oh, my
God. What does that put you at?
89.
Oh, God. 89.
Need to get 97.
The number five answer was a massage parlor, then church. Then the beach, the number one answer was a spa or a sauna. Need how many to beat me?
I need eight.
8 points. All right. Your final question was, tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won 20 grand.
Yeah.
You said a hot tub. Not on the list. 0 points. I'm victorious with 97 points.
What were some of the answers?
For either one of us.
What were some of the others?
The number five answer was a new bed. New carpet, new living room furniture, a new kitchen, number one, a new TV.
For 20 grand?
Yeah. Again, platinum edition.
That's nonsense.
I mean, what kind of a TV these days could you get for 20 grand?
Yeah. 20 grand. Come on now.
Come on now.
Stop it.
Said pool.
I'm filing a protest. Official protest.
Judge denies.
I don't like it. Stick around. More coming up. Trisha, is this a remake or a reboot?
Remake.
A remake that I'm actually down with. A movie. We'll get to it in just a second. It is hot today. We're going to hit 90 for a high today, but this is it. It's always like this in Austin. Before a cold front comes in, it gets gross. And it's gross.
Sticky.
Sticky, gross, gross, gross. And then, you know, the high on Sunday, only 69. Rain all day on Saturday. In fact, the UT football spring game, they say, may get rained out.
Yeah, the lady on KXAN. Oh, who's the weather girl that I love so much?
Oh, the blonde girl.
The blonde, I love her, and I can't think of her name right now. She's like, yeah, Saturday's pretty much a washout. Like 80% chance of rain all day.
You're going to love it, aren't you?
I'm going to stay in my pajamas in the bed and watch TV and listen to the rain. Love it.
All right, let's talk. There's a remake
of Naked Gun.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
Yeah, and that, if you never saw it, now there's one we both saw.
Yes. Oh, look at us.
Yeah.
We did find each other.
It is slapstick humor at its best.
I mean, at its best. And here's what I'm going to say. It came on TV not too long ago, and our 14-year-old daughter walked in, and I was like, Landry, you got to watch this. It's classic. Watch this with me. And then I very quickly was reminded of how inappropriate it is.
Oh, except yes.
I watched it at her age, if not younger. Nobody ever told me to look away from the TV. Like,
we were feral Gen X.
I know. Remember the blow up co-pilot?
Oh, yeah.
And when he loses air and leans over, she was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, okay, actually go about your business. But it's being remade. Liam Neeson is going to play Leslie Nielsen's part, Lieutenant Frank Drebin. And Pamela Anderson is going to play Jane Spencer, who was played by Priscilla Presley.
Oh, that's the best thing to happen to Pam Anderson in a long time.
Oh, in a very, very long time, for
nice,
sure.
Nice beaver.
I have no idea. There will be anything like that.
Wildly inappropriate by today's.
So inappropriate.
There's a scene. Remember the... Well, hold on. Do you remember this scene here? Check this out.
Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the words?
I mean...
I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I told Landry, I was like, I'm just going to change the channel now, baby. It was so uncomfortable.
Let her watch it.
She saw some of it, but I was like, I told her. I actually was like, maybe you should watch this without me because I'm a little uncomfortable now.
Remember the nuns that spoke jive?
Yes. I totally forgot about that.
And then the air traffic controller that kept saying I picked a terrible day to quit smoking.
I just know that in every scene, though, even when they were just walking, they kept dragging dead bodies down the middle of the aisle of the plane.
Yes.
If you looked at the people who were sitting in the seats, something weird was happening with them, too. There was like a scene within a scene in every shot.
That's great. I hope they do it justice. I wonder if they have the same director and all that stuff.
I don't know.
They can't. That movie came out in what, 1980?
I guess. 82? I mean, if not, I mean, early 80s.
1980. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
Came out in 1980. And again, we were Gen X, like most of our listeners. We were just feral kids with cable TV.
And I was just laughing because I was like, I know that's funny. I don't know why. Like the inappropriate stuff. I was like, that feels weird, but I just laugh.
I'm going to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Does it say when that's coming out? Any idea?
Scheduled to hit theaters July of 2025. So we got a while.
I'll go to the theater to see that. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Good morning. It's the Sandy Show. Sandy and Tricia, thanks for hanging with us. We've got a chance for you to win $1,000 coming up at 9 o'clock. You're saying, oh, Sandy, I never win. You know what? That's what these people thought, too.
What? Are you serious? Oh, thank you. So excited. I don't win anything. So excited.
Are you serious? Really? Thank you. Wow. Well, you just made my day.
Well, that's nice to hear. Your first chance is at 9 o'clock. You'll get a keyword. You enter it on our website, and you could be just like them to win $1,000 from Austin's 80s station, 103.1. Shout out to all you guys streaming us on the iHeartRadio app. You know, Trish, it's weird what you can find on social media.
Definitely a lot of weird stuff.
But sometimes it's super cool. I've got to tell you about a person that I discovered, but I've known since I was a kid. Have not talked to her in 30-something years, but one of the girls that I went to high school with is absolutely enormous on TikTok and on Instagram.
Really?
Yes. When I knew her, her name was Sandy, first name, Spicer, last name. She's married, and now her name is Sandy Hosea, H-O-S-E-A. She lives in Houston, and she and her husband make these TikToks and Instagram reels that get millions of views, millions of them. They're very funny. And what's weird about it is when I knew Sandy, she was really smart, like one of the smart kids.
Okay. I've seen this. I just looked her up.
You've seen her before, right?
Yes.
Really attractive lady.
Did you date her?
No. Okay. I'm kidding me. She would never date me. She's smart.
Oh, okay.
And she was super smart, and she was very, very quiet, like very shy, kind of
she
quiet.
She was shy.
Yes.
Because the chick on TikTok ain't shy at all.
No. It was teenage years. It right. Just, I mean, I saw her. It's just landed in my Instagram feed. I'm like, I know that girl.
Yeah.
And I watched probably 50 of her videos.
Yeah.
She's huge.
Yeah, she is. I mean,
huge, huge. And so you should follow her.
I'm going to follow her, yeah.
It is at Sandy Jose, H-O-S-E-A. A lot of funny, like, relationship stuff.
With her and her husband, George.
Yeah, with George.
The one that made me laugh the most was he walked up to her and he goes, the kids are sleeping. You ready for a quickie? And he goes, she goes, she was basically saying, how would that be any different than any other time? And she was like, what do you want to do, a longie? For some reason, longie killed me.
I know, but it's just so, I was just blown away to see that, well, that's Sandy Spicer.
And you're just picturing her back in high school.
Yes.
And what she was like then compared to this.
I would have never guessed that, you know, but I remember she was in the band and was with the smart crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, now she's a big giant deal on Instagram.
You just happened to stumble across her?
Somehow she landed in my feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just watched a whole bunch of her videos. So I bet there's a lot of people out there that have found social media as a great outlet to be entertaining and fun and not have to be in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah. You get to kind of, and it does make a difference. That's what I've said plenty of times being on here. I can talk on the radio all day long, but you put me up in front of a crowd of live people.
Yeah.
Makes me feel so nervous. I don't know if I could actually do it.
Yeah, but you're pretty funny on video and on the radio.
Again, nobody's standing right in front of me staring at me.
Right.
Maybe that's why some people, maybe that's why her personality has come out, because, you know, she was shy in front of you at school, but now she's not.
Right. Pretty cool. Again, just to say, I'll tell you that at Sandy Hosea, H-O-S-E-A. That's what I know on Instagram. I'm sure it's the same thing if you're on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but check it out. It was really a cool thing to see. Stick around. We got more coming up. Trisha's got the story we love. What do you got?
All right. I have a snake story, Sandy. You know I hate a snake more than anything. I got a snake story.
All right. That's coming up in just a second. If you're just joining us, earlier, Trisha beat me in the feud by 8 points.
8 points.
Eight.
Still a win.
A win's a win, right?
Win's a win.
So we split the week. I won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha wins today.
Look at us sharing.
The stories we love.
All right. All I'm saying is that I hate snakes. This would have completely freaked me out. A man is facing charges after he allegedly tried to rob a convenience store with a 5-foot snake around his neck in Memphis, Tennessee. Wow. Reginald Cook. He was like, the snake, no gun, don't need a gun, don't need a knife, I'm going to take my snake. Went into the store early in the morning, demanded money from the register. The cashier refused, said absolutely not. Reginald Cook left, returned again about an hour later, this time with the snake wrapped around his neck, and again demanded the money. I'd have been like, here, the keys to the store, sir. I hope you and your snake are happy living here now and owning all of this. He reached into his backpack. That's when the clerk grabbed his own gun in self-defense. Police showed up before any shots were fired and Cook was arrested.
With the snake.
With the snake. A 5-foot snake. Absolutely not.
What was he saying? Give me all the money or my snake is going to strangle you?
I don't know. I mean, if that man's half as afraid of snakes as I am, he just had to have the snake in view.
Yeah, I guess. It really creeps you out that, like, if someone was walking and you just saw a snake wrapped around him, it'd freak you out.
Completely freak me out. I'd move to the other side of the street. Absolutely. You know, you go to this festival sometimes, there's always snake guy.
Oh, yeah.
Got a snake with them walking around at a festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the reasons I don't like to go to some of those festivals.
Snake guy.
Don't want to encounter snake guy.
Yeah, there's a guy I saw on Instagram that his whole thing is grabbing up snakes in the wild. And he knows all things about them. And he goes up to them and he goes, oh, look, it's a Placerius raptor. And then he goes, yoink, and he picks it up. Out of the, I don't know if they're setting it up or what, but
right, but like poisonous.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Just, you know, some people it doesn't bother them at all.
Doesn't bother them.
Yeah.
Oh, but just even thinking about a snake just makes my skin crawl. You know my favorite description of the snake. You said it.
Old Mr. No Shoulders.
Mr. No Shoulders.
My buddy Moore McDonough said that once. We were playing golf, and he will not will not go into the weeds to look for a golf ball.
No.
He's like, they make a million golf balls a day.
I'll buy another one.
He goes, and Mr. No Shoulders lives in there.
Yep.
And I'm not going in there.
I am not a friend of old Mr. No Shoulders. I will stay far, far away. Part of my fear was started by my grandfather, my giant, hulking, tough grandfather who wasn't afraid of anything, but he was deathly afraid of snakes. And I remember as a small child driving down the road out in the country and a snake crossing the road, him speeding up to run over it, stopping, putting it in reverse, backing over it, putting it in a drive, running over it again. And I was clearly remember saying, if he's afraid of them, then I sure as hell better be afraid of them too. That's where it started for me.
A snake for me, they don't bother me, but they're startling. They'll startle me. But then once I'm like, okay, it's Mr. No Shoulders, I'm all right.
You're all, excuse me, Mr. No Shoulders. I'm just going to
run off
right around you right here.
They're scared. My first reaction is not to slam on the brakes and kill it.
No, that's what my grandfather did. That snake's the only snake. You're crazy. True.
Snakes are very important.
As long as I can't see them or know that they're there or they're not in striking distance of me.
Didn't I read once that you're always within 12 feet of a snake?
You did not read that.
I think
that
I did.
That is the stuff of nightmares.
If you're outside, you're within 12 feet of a snake.
No. I mean, that doesn't compute in my brain. My heart's racing
story
now.
Story we love. We've got more coming up. On 103.1, Austin's 80s station, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. All right, Trisha has forever given me a hard time that I do not heat up a lot of food, a lot of leftovers and things like that.
I think that food that was served originally heated as leftovers should be heated again. Maybe pizza can get a pass.